Today's reading comes from Mark 8, chapter 27 to 38. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered. "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him alongside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take upon their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? And who can anyone give their exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed. And when he comes to his Father's glory with the holy angels." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Nadine. So, this is a service where our talk's a little bit different. So, you get to do a lot of the talking as well. So, we all get to chew on what we're thinking about today. So, as I talk, we'll have little breaks. There'll be some questions. And you can discuss them in your families. You can discuss them with your friends. You can discuss them on your own with the Lord, if you like. And that goes for you people at home too. Think about it. Talk about it. Let's make it real. So, today we're talking about the unexpected king. So, I thought this would give me the opportunity to tell you one of my king jokes. What do you think? So, are you ready for this? Somebody's already said, "Oh no." Okay. Well, it's not near to Christmas, so it's not a cracker joke, but it's nearly about there. So, who designed King Arthur's round table? Circumference! Boom, boom! Do you not get it? Oh, we need a maths teacher, maybe. Maybe the maths teacher can explain. Okay, so let's get to the nitty-gritty stuff. So, Jesus wasn't what people were expecting. They were not expecting the king that they got. They were expecting a king who could deliver them from Roman occupation, squash the Romans and free God's people. Then they could take up their places in high power right next to the king. But that's not what they got. And at first, they were pretty disappointed. So, this is your first question, so this is over to you. Can you think of a time when you were expecting something, but you got something else? How did you feel? Were you disappointed, or did you get something better than you expected?
Wonderful. There's lots of conversations going on there. Can I just draw them to a close?
But Jesus, he tried to tell his disciples what sort of king he would be, even how he would suffer, but they wouldn't listen. Peter had even told Jesus off for talking this way. Can you imagine that, telling Jesus off? And it made me think, do any of you remember that film, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Yeah. Do you remember it? Well, this sounds to me like an episode of Honey, I Shrunk Jesus. Their expectations of Jesus were small. They were far too small. Jesus was not only going to deliver them from the evil of the Roman Empire, he was going to deliver them from all evil forevermore. And not just them, everyone. Everyone who came after them, for all those who believed in them, in him. He was going to reunite them with their Heavenly Father. He was going to deliver them from death itself. He had far more to offer than they could ever imagine. Ready for your next question? How big is your Jesus? Is there anything in your life that is too big for Jesus to handle, or that you think is too big for Jesus to handle? Wonderful. I'm just going to bring you back. Has anyone ever seen those little figures? They come on a piece of card with one of those bubble things with a little figure inside, and you put them in water and they grow. Has any of the children seen them? You can buy them as jokes. You saying yes? Do you remember? You can buy them as jokes. I know somebody once bought a friend of mine a grow-your-own boyfriend. But somebody bought me a grow-your-own Jesus. And you took it out and you put it in the water and it got bigger. And I can remember thinking, and it wasn't a Christian person that bought me it, and I can remember thinking, what they bought me that for? I don't need that. I've got a very real Jesus, thank you very much. But what if my Jesus was too small? What if I was trying to make my Jesus fit into my earthly ways? So when Jesus rebuked Peter, he said, "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Does that sound familiar? Do we long for the things that God longs for? Or are we thinking small? Are we just looking from that human point of view? Jesus says that if we follow him, we need to give up our earthly things, our selfish ways, and we need to see the bigger picture. What we have here is nothing compared to what our Heavenly Father has in store for us. So your final question. What does God give us that we can't get anywhere else? What does God give us that we can't get anywhere else? I think we could discuss that all day long, couldn't we? All the things that the Lord gives us. But the Bible says, we have to pick up our cross. But how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, we have to look to the one who loves us so much that he died for us. We have to look to the unexpected king. And what if we behaved in a way that was unexpected here on earth? What if we repaid those who were mean to us with kindness? What if we loved the ones that the world hates? What if we forgive the unforgivable? We have to forget about ourselves and put God's will first. So I thought maybe we could just have a little bit of quiet time now. Just have a little bit of time to let those things settle. Some time to talk to God. We like to call it chat and catch. So you can chat to God and you can catch what he's saying to you. Let's ask him to show us ways in which we can be the unexpected hands and feet of our King.